Welcome to your daily devotional, August 16th, covering transgressions, Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 9. He who covers a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates friends. The Christian is called to act in the best interests of others, and especially of those of one's own household and the household of faith. To cover a transgression is to choose not to hold on to the memory of some sin of another in order that the transgression not become known to others, and we most certainly do not bring it up against that person who uses it as a weapon. It is tempting to allow certain things to get out about other people that cast them in a bad light. After all, we reason, at least others will get to know what kind of people they are. But all that really does is show others what depraved people we are. The Lord has a way of orchestrating human events so that the curse falls upon our own heads. Satan is the accuser of our brethren, but Jesus Christ, who we would do much better to imitate, does not condemn someone who needs a bit of grace and mercy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. The Son of God came down in the spirit of love, and he has covered the transgressions of those who believe with his very own precious and sinless blood. Let us go and do likewise. How much better our marriages, families, friendships, workplaces, and other relationships would be if we followed Solomon's wisdom in Proverbs, and Christ's wisdom of the cross, rather than our own ideas of how we should respond to things.